Well, good morning once again to everyone. As Father Bill mentioned, my name is Father John Perdue, and I'm here in my new role as Vocations Director for the Diocese of Peterborough. So you may remember Father Craig Cruikshank was our previous Director of Vocations. He's now in charge of the Youth Office, and I'm in charge of the Office for Vocations. So it's my role to support young people throughout the diocese as they discern what it is God's calling them to do with their lives. And so I'm here to share some thoughts with you this morning. And I'll begin by telling you about a beautiful study that was conducted through the University of Chicago. From 1988 to 2006, so almost 20 years, researchers at the University of Chicago performed the most comprehensive study that was ever done of its kind, investigating the question of happiness among workers in America. The central question it was asking is, who gets the most happiness out of the work they perform? So I'll let you maybe think in your head who you think it might be. Who gets the most satisfaction from the work they do? Well, coming in first place, 87% of people reporting that they were very happy, both in their personal lives and in their work, were the clergy, among them Roman Catholic priests. So following God brings us happiness. We can see this from the fact that the young man in today's gospel who chose not to follow Christ left sad. We're told he was shocked and he went away grieving. So our work, my work in the vocations office, and the work that you all share with me to help young people say yes to God, is where their happiness lies. Our vocations are none other than a personal invitation, like what the young man received in today's gospel, coming from Christ to each of us to follow him in the path of life that he has marked out for each of us. And there are four of them. There are four vocations that all of our young people will fall into one of these categories. The consecrated single life, religious life as a religious sister or a brother, married life, or the priesthood. Those are the four vocations. And when we say yes to the one God has designed for us, we will taste a joy sweeter than we could have imagined, more deep-seated than we ever would have dreamed possible. We will experience the very opposite of what the young man in today's gospel experienced when he said no to the invitation. The following of Christ in the vocation he has intended for us leads to joy. And that's why I want everyone present here today who is connected to a young person. So I think that pretty safely touches all of us, whether it's our own children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, neighbors, nieces, nephews. I want all of us to have minds that are open to those four vocations for our young people. If we as a community are closed-minded about what God may have desired for our young people will be closed-minded. If we sort of have a mindset, my son, my daughter, my neighbor is destined to be married, and I know it for sure. Or she's certainly called to be a nun, and there's no other path for her. We're closed-minded, and that closed-mindedness will affect our young people. What a tragedy if young people don't even know the options open to them. So it begins with all of us being aware of the options and open to them, and then our duty, our responsibility as mentors, as parents, as aunts, uncles, friends, as guardians, is to help them be aware of the four vocations open to them, and also to encourage them by prayer to open their hearts to whatever it is God is calling them to. So once more, so we all know the four vocations: the consecrated single life, religious life as a sister or a brother, the married life, and the priesthood. And why should we be open to any of these options? Because their happiness depends upon it. If a young man gets married when he was intended to become a priest, he will not experience the same level of joy or fulfillment in life that he might have in the priesthood. If a young woman becomes a religious sister because she feels her parents want her to, when really she felt called to marriage, she will not experience the same joy she would have in married life. So the point I'd like us all to leave here, having heard, is that we all need to be open to the possibilities in front of our young people, and then to encourage them by prayer and a personal relationship with Jesus Christ to also be open to whatever it is the Lord wants me to do. And this is done out of our desire for them to be happy. Don't we all want our young people to be happy? And that reminds me of a personal story that I'll just share about my own time journeying through seminary toward the priesthood and a conversation with my mother. My mother didn't want me to become a priest at the outset, and we had several conversations about it. And one time I distinctly remember her telling me she wanted me to be happy. And she thought, you know, you have to get married to be happy. And you see, that's born out of a good desire. She wants me to be happy, which is, I thank God she desired my happiness. And the fact that she was happy in her marriage, which is also great. And so that's what she was called to. And it translated in her mind to, well, then I want him to be happy. He should have what I have. And it took time for her to realize, and maybe it'll take time for some people here to realize, God can have a different plan for happiness for our children than he did for us. It was a gradual process for my mother to accept that I could be happy and fulfilled as a priest. But now that she's seen me in my ministry and gradually has come to believe that I'm happy, her feelings have changed drastically on the subject. Thanks be to God. Another obstacle that sometimes comes up in people's minds is to see consecrated life, being a nun or being a monk or the priesthood, as sort of pure sacrifice. So people might say, could God really be asking this level of sacrifice for my son or for my daughter, or asking our family to give up a child like this? When gradually I think we need to see that the real question is, could God really be offering a gift this precious, a gift this special to my family? That's the true nature of a vocation. It's a gift. Married life is a gift. Consecrated single life is a gift. Priesthood is a gift. Religious life is a gift. The question is, which one is he intending for our young people? So to any young people present at Mass today, I want you to be happy, and I'm here as vocations director to support you in any way I can. Being in contact with me directly, we're putting up posters for the vocations office or through your parish priests. And I want all of us to help me with a little project of prayer. My main hope today is to get some support from your community in the form of prayer. How? Well, we're all aware that the vocations that are maybe hardest for young people to say yes to today, because society is most sort of against these vocations, are the priesthood and consecrated religious life. You might say that young people who are called to these vocations need our support the most, because they don't get support anywhere else. And that is why I'm reestablishing here in the Diocese of Peterborough the St. Joseph Vocation Society. What is this? Well, I want all of you to become members today, if you will. Basically, it's a society dedicating our efforts to foster vocations to St. Joseph, who helped nurture the vocation of Jesus. And we commit ourselves to praying for vocations. So in the pamphlet that you'll find in your pews, I hope there'll be one in each pew, are a prayer to St. Joseph and a prayer for vocations. And the idea is, all of you, there are pencils in your pews as well, will fill out the registration form at the back, committing yourself to pray for vocations, tear it off, and I'll be at the main doors of the church to collect them after Mass. Then I know we have people praying in our diocese for vocations, and I can tell the young people when I visit high schools or parishes, we have 400 people have registered to commit themselves to pray for you as you discern God's will in your life. So I'd like to pause at the conclusion of my homily and just give us all a moment to actually fill this out now so I can get the registration from you. If there's not one in your pew, you can find one in, there'll be spare ones in the other pews that you can fill out before you leave. Thank you very much.